It's a situation that was first reported back in 2012, and since then we have had more and more reports of torture, maltreatment, to the point that the UN representative was calling it ethnic cleansing. And just last week, hundreds of Muslim Rohingyas tried to flee to Bangladesh after an increased army campaign. Yesterday, reports say that their government in Bangladesh turned around 8 boats with refugees, and so they're getting in a more and more desperate situation. Now, the irony is, of course, that Aung San Suu Kyi, the Nobel Prize winner, is now very influential in Myanmar. And human rights campaigners like here Mark Farmaner of the Burma campaign are growing pretty cynical.
We have been campaigning for 25 years for human rights and democracy in Burma. And for most of that time, we were campaigning for the release of Aung San Suu Kyi and supporting her struggle, leading the struggle in Burma for human rights and for democracy. What we didn't expect to have to be doing is that after Aung San Suu Kyi is released and when she is now leading a government, that we are still having to lobby on human rights on some of the most basic issues, especially the Rohingya issue.
Now, the Rohingyas are Muslims and Myanmar borders other Muslim countries such as Bangladesh, that is obviously not very committed to help them. But what about other countries such as Malaysia and Indonesia? Their policy is not very welcoming either, although not as negative as that of Bangladesh towards the Rohingya. But Farmaner of the Burma campaign says that some countries even try to block UN efforts to help them.
Burma is a part of ASEAN, and we've seen from other countries, including Muslim countries, that when refugees do arrive, they are not given any formal rights or asylum. Many times they are treated very badly and effectively end up as slave labour in sweatshops. And at the same time, politically, ASEAN governments have been refusing to take any action. Not just refusing to take action, but we've seen Malaysia and Indonesia just over a year ago were trying to oppose international action on the Rohingya that was being pushed forward at the UN Commission of Inquiry.
But recently, the government in Malaysia took a more sympathetic stance. And in Kuala Lumpur, this coming Sunday, December 4, there will be a large gathering organized by the Prime Minister with the opposition that must raise awareness among the people about the plight of the Rohingya. Arun Agam is a director with Suaram, a human rights organization based in Kuala Lumpur, but he says his government's stance on refugees is not very consistent.
The Malaysian government has to be blamed because of their selective nature in addressing issues of ethnic cleansing. So on the framework of human rights alone, the Malaysian government at this moment in time are serious about what they are doing. They are taking it quite seriously. But the government can apply the same principle as to ethnic cleansing that takes place in any of the neighboring countries. For example, when ethnic cleansing to some extent took place in Sri Lanka, Malaysian government was partying with the Sri Lankan government. So their position is a bit politically biased at times.
Yesterday, Aung San Suu Kyi cancelled a visit to Indonesia because of a massive protest in Jakarta against the Myanmar government's handling of the Rohingya issue and a plot to attack the Burmese embassy in Jakarta that was claimed by Islamist extremists. Farmaner says that it is now up to Aung San Suu Kyi to try and turn the tide.
Aung San Suu Kyi's reputation is being damaged by her inaction here. She doesn't control the police or the military, but she has other things she can do. She has moral authority. She has the support of the international community. She could be allowing humanitarian assistance in. There's a whole range of things that she could be doing and isn't. And it's just inexplicable why, because she's at her peak strength now. She wants to genuinely achieve any change. Now's the time to do it.
And that was Mark Farmaner of the Burma campaign talking there to RFI.